Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across South Carolina's business community. To help us, Andy Owens, managing editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News Magazine. Andy, welcome back.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to be with you.
Tell us what's showing up on your radar today, and I'm just going to guess it might have something to do with a bridge since you are you're in Charleston, aren't you?
Yeah, quite a bit. Our office is in Mount Pleasant, and we are on that side of the James B. Edwards Bridge, which you might have heard the South Carolina Department of Transportation inspectors found a cable that snapped, and so they closed part of the bridge on Interstate 526. They're expecting a temporary fix to be in place by June 11th, but the bridge issues have been impacting businesses across the region, and there's also concern there's going to be a statewide ripple effect that's really already happened. Governor McMaster has ordered a look at how bridges are evaluated, and the largest terminal at the port, the Wando Welch Terminal, which is served primarily by 526 because there's no rail access to the port, that means all the trucks that flow out of the terminal generally use 526, and now they can't, or at least they can't very easily. So the Port of Charleston has changed gate hours to help alleviate some of those logistics issues. But there are an awful lot of truckers and commuters who are sitting in traffic, and truckers get paid by the mile. And federal regulations only allow them to a certain number of hours behind the wheel each day. So a lot of those guys are losing money, and there's not a lot they can do. We already have a truck driver shortage, as you probably know, so this isn't going to help.
And now, have you heard from other areas of the state that this bridge has impacted?
Not directly. The biggest impacts that we're going to see are going to be from the areas where they have the inland port and in the Dillon area and also in the Greer area. What has happened, though, is that we've instituted some flexibility with our workers here in Charleston. So some of our workers have actually been going to work in Columbia. So we expect that there's some overflow traffic that might actually result into some economic development in some of the other areas of the state as people try to avoid Charleston. I mean, one of the businesses that we talked to in the Charleston area said that customers are staying away, not because of traffic, but because of a fear of traffic. So one company told us that he's seen a 40% drop-off since the bridge closed because customers are concerned they'll be stuck on this side of the river. So those customers are going somewhere to do business. It just may not be here. So there actually may be an economic, a short-term economic windfall for some of the other places. I mean, this can't get fixed soon enough for the tourism season approaching. And, we're in the middle of the Spoleto Festival, so things are kind of heating up.
And I can't imagine that the businesses in downtown Charleston are all too thrilled with all the excess traffic jams now.
No, it's created quite a logjam all throughout Charleston over to the West Ashley side of Charleston, but also throughout North Charleston, too, because all of that traffic has backed up into the other areas. And, just this morning we had what would have amounted to a small fender bender that ended up creating a two-hour delay. There are companies that are just refusing to come over here because they can't afford to tie up their entire work crews all day in traffic.
What else is showing up on your radar, Andy?
We've been looking at Walterboro, which seems to be heating up as far as manufacturing is concerned. We talked to Marco Cavazzoni, who was a former Boeing vice president, and he retired from Boeing, and he decided to stay in South Carolina, and he saw a market demand for light two-seater aircraft that can be used to do things like survey crops and law enforcement surveillance and other applications. And so the Lowcountry Aviation Company is going to build these airplanes in Walterboro, which Cavazzoni calls Walterboro a blank canvas. The company is also going to do aircraft maintenance and support at the Lowcountry Regional Airport. We also heard that there's a composite boat manufacturer in Walterboro who's also expanding. They're going to invest $3 million and almost double their workforce, and that's Pioneer Boats.
And summertime is practically here. How's that event calendar looking?
SC Works Columbia is holding a Start Your Own Business seminar with SBA and SCORE on June the 6th. And Clemson, into the C-suite breakfast session, is going to be drilling down into a case study of a privately held company. And that's on June 5th. And then we're also looking a little bit further down the road at Presbyterian College in Clinton. They're having South Carolina Business Week. Now, this is a South Carolina Chamber of Commerce event that helps prepare young adults for business by introducing them to leadership, teamwork, and kind of the free enterprise system. That's going to be July 20th through the 27th at Presbyterian College in Clinton.
Andy, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
Andy Owens is managing editor of SC Biz News. We will have a link to his company along with the three journals that they print posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.